Morning and welcome to Paul's 5-Minute Monday Motivation for members of the MSP Marketing Edge. It is the 29th of June, 2026. I want to talk about a strange one today, how I believe the day you stop feeling like an imposter is the day that you've stopped growing. So you must have heard of imposter syndrome. In fact, you've probably felt it at some point because everyone who's in business feels this way at some point or another. Imposter syndrome is where we kind of feel as though we're going to be caught out. I'm a self-proclaimed MSP marketing expert, but I've been doing that and nothing else for 10 years. And before that, I was in marketing for different kind of businesses. So still in the same kind of marketing, just different businesses. And before that, I was doing marketing for my radio station that I ran. And so I've been doing marketing for 25 years. And even I have moments where I feel like an imposter. And I have that imposter syndrome. And maybe you're the same. You know your stuff, but you have that just little tiny voice at the back of your head that says, you don't know what you're doing. And obviously that's never actually the case. But we all feel like this sometimes. So imposter syndrome is actually, and this is a slightly maybe controversial way of looking at it, but I believe that imposter syndrome is a good thing. Because if you are talking about something new, and you don't quite fully understand that, then that's when that imposter syndrome might kick in. And to me, it's a good thing because it shows that you are growing and changing and doing new things. I'll give you an example. I'm going to do a talk in Barcelona in Spain in October. I'm going to MSP Global, which is a great event. I went there last year. It's the most crazy event because it's at a theme park. You've got like thousands of people there. You've got the theme park. It's fun. One of the talks I'm doing is about AI in marketing. Now, I would not consider myself a cutting edge AI marketer. So obviously I use AI. I talk about AI. I have a good awareness of AI. I'm aware of the tools. I subscribe to a lot of AI newsletters. So I'm probably better than many, but I'm certainly not cutting edge. And whenever I talk about AI, in fact, we did it a couple of weeks ago in our first Tactical Tuesday. We're talking about AI, and I had a little bit of imposter syndrome as I went into that. And actually, I was very well researched. I'd spent, you know, a number of hours researching it, talking about it, thinking about it, and I knew that with you know, in our Tactical Tuesday, it's a conversation, it's not a presentation. So I knew that would be a comfortable way to do it, but I still felt like an imposter. And in fact, that was where the subject for this came from. I realized afterwards that feeling like an imposter meant that I'd stretched myself. I was increasing my knowledge and pushing myself to talk about something as an expert that I wasn't yet a full expert in. That, I see, is a good thing. And actually, AI may be a great example for you, because you may have heard me encouraging you to get out there and do AI consulting, because it's an opportunity. It's a revenue opportunity, but only for a couple of years, I believe. So you should get out there and push to generate more revenue right now by consulting with your clients on AI. But you might feel a bit of an imposter in that, because you might only be one book ahead of them or one page ahead of them in the book. But with AI right now, that's okay, because it's changing so rapidly and your clients don't know what they don't know, that having that conversation and being just a little bit ahead of them is a good thing. And actually, if you think about it, you do know more than they know, because you know about the guidelines, or the guardrails, sorry, that you can use in Copilot that you haven't necessarily got with Claude or with some of the other tools. And that's what, you know, looking at AI from a, how do we use it safely? How do we stop shadow AI? How do we stop all of your data sitting in someone's personal Claude account? All of those kind of things, you've got answers to those. They are not aware of what's happening in Copilot. So, you know, if you're not aware, I'm sure there's a Microsoft webinar that you can go on to make yourself aware, and suddenly you can sell AI consultation. If you feel like an imposter, it's not a bad thing. It's just, to me, it's a sign that you are growing. So I guess I'm kind of saying you should try and feel like an imposter more. Is that a weird thing to say? I'd love to get your feedback on that. Why not? Let's have a conversation about this in the members-only Facebook group. You know, we have two Facebook groups. We have a big Facebook group for any MSP. It's got a couple of thousand people in it. And then we have a Facebook group that's just for MSP Marketing Edge members. There's around about, I think it's about 1,200 people in that right now, which is good, because it's all the people we work with and their marketing colleagues and all of that kind of stuff. So let's have this conversation in there. So a couple of other things to tell you. I mentioned Tactical Tuesdays. We do these every Tuesday. It's a live group call. Tomorrow, we're talking about the specific webinars that attract hot prospects right now. Spoiler alert, AI is one of them. We'll be talking about those tomorrow. And also just a reminder for you to have a look at the training courses that we have available. I'm about to start a brand new batch of training courses, both for our B2B membership and for our co-managed membership, and they're there in the navigation. So if you go into whichever portal you're using, and on the left-hand side of the navigation, you'll see training, and click on there and you'll see all of our training courses. And if you do have any suggestions, drop me an email and let me know, because I will happily add your suggestions into the mix as we start to create some new training. I'll see you next Monday. Have a very profitable week in your MSP.